Our story is about Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya is the Rabbi Yeshua that we find throughout the Shas. Every time it says Rabbi Yeshua, that is Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. We discussed him many times. He was a blacksmith. He was brilliant in his knowledge of Torah and his knowledge of worldly things. The Roman emperor loved taking counsel with him, and he was very, very poorly looking. The Roman's emperor once asked him why he's so ugly, if he's so wise, how the two fit together. We discussed that story once. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who was unusually brilliant, one of our great rabbis, one of the teachers of Rabbi Akiva, a contemporary of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, they were both disciples of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who is also known as Rabbi Yeshua throughout the Mishnah, was once on his way to a city. And he reached a fork in the road, and he saw a child there. And he asked the child, he said, "Which way do I go to get to the city?" And the child said, "Both ways lead you to the city." And so Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya asked, "Well, which way is better?" So the child said, "Well, this path is the short path, which is the long path. And this path is the long path, which is the short path." So Rabbi Yeshua understood, okay, I guess there's no difference. So I'll go the short path. It seems like it's an easier path. So he decided he'll go down that path. The path was easy, it was short, and quickly he saw the city before him, and he thought he was about to get there, and suddenly the path ended. There were orchards, there were fields, and if he wanted to continue, he'd have to climb over fences and have to find a way through all these orchards. And who knows if he'd finally make it back to the city. So he went back to the fork in the road and he saw the kid still sitting there. And he said, "I don't understand. You told me this is the short path to the city." So the kid said, "Wait, but didn't I tell you it's also the long path?" "Yeah, it's short, but it's also long because you got to climb over things and it's hard." And Rabbi Yeshua realized that the kid had answered him accurately and brilliantly. He just hadn't understood the child. And so he kissed the child on the head and he said, "Praised are you, Israel, that you're all so wise from your youth to your elders. I learned something today. Sometimes there are paths that seem like they're short, but really they're long. And sometimes there are paths that seem like they're long, but really they're short. And in life, sometimes we look for the shortcuts. And we don't realize that the shortcut is not really a shortcut. It's a long cut." And Rabbi Yeshua went the other way, which also wasn't so comfortable to walk on. But at the end of the day, it was a path that led all the way to the city. And he got there. And this is one of the stories that Rabbi Yeshua quotes, that he says, the children of Jerusalem, look at how brilliant the children of Israel are. And Rabbi Yeshua says, ordinarily, he would be victorious in any debate or any conversation, except for with children. He quotes a few stories where children outwitted him, and this is one of them.